Here's a question for you. What is all this fuss over a baby being born in a stable? You know, nativity scenes and Christmas pageants and songs about it remind us that this was no ordinary baby. The Bible calls him the Son of God or the Messiah or the Savior. But, on the other hand, he was an ordinary baby. Think about it. There could not have been a more ordinary place for him to have been born. He wasn't born in a palace, nor was he born in the house of a well-to-do person. In fact, he wasn't born in a house at all. He was born in a stable, and his first bed was a manger, which was the feeding trough for feeding the livestock. And there was not a more ordinary family than his family. He wasn't born into a wealthy or powerful family, and his family wasn't on the list of who's who in Galilee, and his father was just an ordinary guy, a carpenter. And you know, even his name was ordinary. Jesus, in Hebrew, is pronounced Yeshua, and it means deliverer. But you know what? It was a very common name. Many, many parents at that time named their sons Yeshua. It was as common as the name John, Joe, or Bob. It's the kind of name that belongs to an ordinary guy, the guy that would get down on the ground and play and laugh with your kids, the guy that would help to cook the hot dogs on the grill, the guy that even the most common person could relate to. This is the guy that no one would have been intimidated by. And you know, this reminds us that the Son of God truly came down to our level when he came into the world. He could have come down as Holy Exalted Divinity the Third. But he didn't. Instead, he came as an average flesh and blood human being so that he could relate to us and reach all of us. He came so that he could die on a common cross and be raised up from the grave so that he could lift us all up to God when we come to him in obedient faith through repentance and through baptism.